It's 9 o'clock in the evening on the 11th of April, and I'm just about to leave my flat in order to go across London to Euston to catch the Caledonian sleeper up to Glasgow. I have a little bit of a dilemma though. I have a large holdall that I'm taking with me, full of sailing stuff. Because you can't really take a solid suitcase on a yacht, or a wheelie one very easily. However, the problem is that it's very difficult, actually, having a large bag like this on your shoulder, like so, and using the cane at the same time, because the bag starts blocking your arm, and you have to push it back so it's swinging against you, the leg, and it's all a bit of a pain. So I tried doing it on the left side instead, because I'm right-handed, use my cane in my right hand, and that didn't really work either. Somehow in the next hour I'm going to get myself to Euston. Goodness only knows how. Anyway, the plan is for audio booze during this trip, because I need to be a bit careful using up battery power in my phone. Is I'm going to do little postcardy type ones, hopefully not going over sort of 5-6 minutes or so with each one. I'm going to leave you for now on this one, and I shall come back as and when I actually make it to Euston, just so you know that I got there. Bye for now. Well, true to my word, here I am at Euston. It took me about an hour. Wasn't too bad with the bag. It is heavy and a bit unwieldy, but I was able to use the cane okay. It was just more it forced me to walk very slowly indeed, but that's no bad thing. The connection worked fine at Wilton Junction, and here I am now at Euston. Euston, unfortunately, very unhelpfully, doesn't put their platform numbers on the National Rail system, so I can't actually work out what platform I'm meant to be going to for the sleeper, so I'm going to have to go and find the information desk in a moment and work it out that way. I doubt that it will, that they'll be boarding for another hour yet anyway, so I'll probably then just go and find a Starbucks or Costa or some other run-of-the-mill sort of coffee, tea sort of place. I found out a little bit more about who else is travelling on the train in terms of the group and people going on this trip. I gather there are three others. I recognise the name of one of them, but I'm not sure whether I actually know any of them. I'm saying a lot. It'd be interesting to see who it is, and to get on with the journey. So there we go, first stage complete.